VOA News reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. The Taliban said Friday their overnight offensive had fully captured four major provincial capitals in Afghanistan, including Kandahar. The stunning victories have brought the Islamist insurgents a step closer to the national capital, Kabul, where beleaguered Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's government would not respond to media inquiries about the battlefield status, a Taliban spokesman said in a statement issued early Friday. Their latest advances have established insurgent control over 14 of Afghanistan's 34 provinces during the past week. Afghan government security forces have struggled to contain stunning week-long insurgent advances. Taliban are estimated to now hold more than two-thirds of the country and are continuing to pressure the government forces in several other provincial capitals. Just weeks away from completing its military withdrawal from Afghanistan, the United States is sending thousands of combat troops back to Kabul in a last-ditch attempt to move diplomatic personnel and Afghan allies out of harm's way. The move announced Thursday by the State Department and the Pentagon comes as U.S. trained and equipped Afghan security forces continue to crumble in the face of the offensive by the Taliban. The first set of reinforcements, 3,000 troops from the three U.S. Marine and Army battalions, were expected to arrive in the Afghan capital, Kabul, within 24 to 48 hours. The Pentagon spokesperson said that 3,000 troops will be charged with securing the embassy at Hamid Karzai International Airport. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.